A good start to the Danske Bank NIFL Premiership here today at Windsor Park, David.
It's an important 3 points. It's a good 3 points. We started the game very similar to Tuesday night. We started the game really well. And then today we sort of took our eye off it for 15, 20 minutes, conceded a poor goal by switching off. We spoke about it at half time and we needed to be better. I think we started the second half slightly better. The sending off, or Carrick may argue that changed the game, but I always thought we were, without being dominant and whatever else, we were comfortable in our own way, that we're going to go and win the game. So you know, the other goals that we scored were important goals, because then it kills the game and it puts us top of the league at the moment.
Andy Waterworth, hat-trick to start the season. Three good goals, weren't they?
Yeah, no, he took them well. And again, Andy's been Johnny on the spot for the 5 years that I've been at football club. When you look at his goals to game ratio, second to none. So people have asked the question, and sometimes I ask the question of Andy, and how good or how many goals he's capable of getting, and he keeps proving me right, because again, with his numbers, they stack up for anybody in the league, and it's another hat trick for Andy, and I'm really pleased for him.
Master substitution, Ryan McGivern comes on and first touch goal.
Yes, again it was a very good delivery from Niall. Niall's balls in today were on the money, and again, if you've got McGivern, Hockey, Stafford, Callagher, Larkin or whatever coming in the end of them, you're hoping that they're going to score. So it's important that not only is centre forwards going to score goals for you, the tight games, the big games when you might need a set play from a free kick or a corner, that the centre half's defenders can pop up with a big goal.
That's a very strong bench we have, isn't it? And a very strong player's not even on the bench.
It was okay. Again, some of the players who we have missing today, but again, that's what we want and we've talked about, and we're not going to get carried away with one game. There's a lot of games to be played, but we wanted to put down a wee bit of a marker today. I think we did that. I think we got, again, I spoke to the players, my annoyance or a little bit of grievance the last 10, 15 minutes. We sort of seemed to sort of play out time instead of going and getting another couple of goals. So, but again, I can't be too greedy. We're early in, and give the opposition a lot of credit, because they worked hard up until the point where we got the third and fourth goals. But being a greedy manager and a selfish manager, you want to go and beat teams comfortably, and I thought we probably could have added to the scoreline towards the end.
And I think with social distancing and with all the hassles of the last 24 hours, 400 fans scattered around the North and Cop stands here today. Good to see a wee bit of progress, and obviously we wish we could have had more.
Yeah, absolutely. It's imperative for us as a football club and all the other Irish League clubs that we get fans through the doors. Unfortunately, we are limited at the minute, but again, as a club and certainly as an individual and manager myself, you're also understanding that what's going on, not just in our own country but worldwide at the minute, that you have to make sure that first and foremost you're healthy, your family's healthy, everybody in close contact and in and around you's healthy. So it's frustrating and annoying, and as it is and can be at the minute. We're understand, but it was great to have some of the supporters back today, even though in limited numbers, and they probably, like everybody else, all the other Irish League clubs have missed their Saturday outings and Tuesday outings, going to watch their, the clubs that they support, and the ones who were in today were, I think there was even a wee bit of singing at one stage. I think Andy Waterworth got a wee chant towards the end. So it's great to have some of them back. It's nowhere near the numbers that we need and want as a club to be back in, but hopefully in time today can be small steps towards making everybody happy again.
And next week our attention turns to Ballymena United. They had an amazing win last night. We'll probably not have any fans up there, so that's going to be a tough trip next week.
It'll be a tough trip. It's always been a tough trip since certainly I've been here, and we've won comfortably at times, we've been beaten at times, but it's always a tough game. They've started well last night, they had a good win away to Coleraine last night, so it'll be a tough test for us last week. We'll need to be better than what we were today, performance all round. And if we are better, then it gives us a chance of picking up the 3 points next week.
And lastly, this club lost an all-time legend in the last 24 hours. Billy Mullen, famous for two famous goals against Manchester City, who were as good then as they are now. What a result that must have been. What a player he must have been, and what a sad loss.
Of course, first and foremost, as you know, the manager of this football club, you know, your sincere condolences and sympathy goes to the family. As you said about Man City, and I think this year's the anniversary of, you know, the game, and everybody's been talking about it. So it's I'm sure it's difficult circumstances and whatever else, but as a club that we can look back and sort of think that he was one of the greats. One of the great players, and always be fondly remembered, certainly by the older supporters at Linfield. So sad loss for the family, and say my sincere condolences from certainly myself and everybody at the club go to the family.
And appropriate that a modern day Linfield striker got a hat trick to mark the occasion today.
Yeah, I'm sure he would have been looking down, very proud at that.
Thanks, David. Well said.
Cheers, Andy.